they just announced it a couple days ago.
Hey guys, it's Eric RPG, and once again joined by
David McBurney of the Q&A Quest podcast here because Castlevania never successfully died.
Because it's much like Dracula, it just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Even though the forms it takes usually are worse than last. And especially with this trilogy of games. The trilogy of games that sort of killed the franchise. Despite how successful they were, because I remember Lords of Shadow 2 selling pretty well, but apparently not by Konami standards.
Like, at that point, Konami was just willing to kill anything if it meant that they didn't have to think about it anymore.
Like, we could still make money on these franchises without actually making games, because who needs game companies, huh?
I mean, we already made them. We can just keep selling them. Yeah.
No, we could just make pachinko and pachi slot games and slot machines based off the properties, and we could do them badly.
Oh, my head. Oh, the erotic violence.
Or the pool of leather.
Yeah. I remember the initial sales report for the first in this trilogy because it was the best-selling Castlevania ever at that point.
Which is sad, but
absolutely tragic.
This is what happens when you mimic everybody at the time, especially God of War, which is gameplays primarily based on.
Yeah. Oh, man, God of War. I have a lot of mean things to say about God of War, and by the transit property, I have a lot of mean things to say about this video game.
But, Lords of Shadow was made in, release in October 5th, 2010. So, I don't know if you know this, but, like, there are, like, different, like, notes of, like, despair or whatever. It's also just another video game trope where you'll, like, read notes of the person's last moments. Like, how do they have time to write this shit?
Yeah, it's always a good question. And the answer is never something you should.
But they felt the need to inject more than a few memes in the game in some of these things.
I don't remember this.
The first one was a reference to that cake is a lie. Yes.
Yeah, 3 years on, still fresh, baby.
And then in the DLC, you can find another one that makes a Monty Python reference to the rabbit that's a killer rabbit.
Oh.
And then in Lords of Shadow 2, there's another one where it puts in the Konami code for some reason.
That's at least on theme. I'll give some forgiveness.
But
for
it doesn't have anything to do with the game, though, so it sucks.
It's like, yeah, it sucks, but it's still better than the other two.
Yeah. But this game was made. Well, all three of these games were made by Mercury Steam, and in association with Kojima Productions, which means that Hideo Kojima had like some advisory.
I've never been convinced that he did more than stare at them a few times.
Yeah, they probably just threw it in there to give them legitimacy.
Yeah, I think Kojima Productions also handled, like, the Japanese voice direction of the games.
Mm, that too.
But
they had nothing to do with the programming.
This was a weird thing that they did as a marketing move. If you look at the marketing materials for this game, depending on the region, they emphasize a different person.
Hmm.
Like, if you look at the U.S. ones, they emphasize, like, this English-speaking guy that was acting as producer. Hmm. If you look at the European ones, they emphasize the game's Spanish director. If you look at the Japanese ones, they emphasize Kojima.
Hmm.
And it's really craven and cynical.
And, let's see, it came out on the PS3, the Xbox 360, and a year later, it came out on Microsoft Windows. And it had apparently had an HD resolution pack. Wait, no, that might be two. An HD resolution pack. But the game does look much better on the PC.
As was general at the time, the PS3 was 4 years old and the Xbox 360 was 5 years old by that point.
Those versions of the game were running at like 30 FPS, but it was at least consistent 30 FPS, unlike some games. Mm. But the Windows version runs at 60 if you have got a good rig enough. But It is technically a reboot of the series, but in my mind, it's less of a reboot, more of a reimagining.
Yeah, it doesn't follow it. It tries to turn down its head.
Yeah, because, like, this game might as well not be a Castlevania except in name only. Because it plays a lot like God of War with Lord of the Rings backdrops. But let's make Lord of the Rings a little bit darker.
Right around 10 minutes in, when you meet Pan for some reason, it's like this went places.
Did they like shop Guillermo del Toro when they did this? Because he looks a lot like the Pan in Pan's Labyrinth.
It's okay. He and Kojima were probably in talks at the time. It was legal. It's fine.
I mean, not that it's like hard to make similar looking goat men, but whatever.
Yeah.
But he looks almost exactly like that. It's eerie.
It feels like it was definitely in their minds at the time.
Which kind of makes sense because apparently Guillermo del Toro worked on PT before it was unceremoniously dumped. Silent Hills is
Yeah.
rest in peace.
Yeah, I mean that's part of like the reason that he refuses to work on games anymore is he thinks he's cursed. But
I'm wondering whether or not he was supposed to help work on this game, and they canned him, and then he came back, and then they burned him a second time, and that's when he said that.
It's hard to say because like he had also been working on a THQ horror game called Insane, which I mean make a guess as how that went with THQ, but so I think he's just realizes that games get canceled a lot and he doesn't have time for that.
So it's set in the Middle Ages, and you focus on a completely new Belmont named Gabriel.
Yeah,
And he's
he's.
sad most of the time.
Yeah, he's Robert Carlyle or something. He's a boy who was in movies and stuff at some point.
That name is not familiar. Then again, I'm bad with actors.
I'm
Like.
checking to make sure that I guessed right. Okay, yeah, it is Robert Carlyle. He's been in movies that I've occasionally heard the names of at some point, so.
And like I said, the Lord of the Rings influence is significant, especially with the soundtrack of the game, which has very little to do with the original Castlevania soundtrack at all. It's like there's a few callbacks. Like there's when you die, it plays a very extravagant and over the top game over fanfare that's in
Yeah.
orchestra. And then there's a musical notes that basically mimic the Vampire Killer tune.
The biggest problem is that every new, well, quote unquote new, but like every new aesthetic touch that it brings in is boring.
That's the best way to describe this trilogy. At least, like, it looks good, it kind of plays good, but it not as good as God of War, but it doesn't matter since the story is boring.
And there's so much more story here. Like previously, we could kind of get away with just saying like, "And the story happens," because that's about as much as the game cares to say. But like, every single level, you get a narration by Patrick Stewart sounding very, very bored, explaining what's going on. And this game has like 30 levels. It's
Yeah.
very long.
And yeah, if it wasn't Patrick Stewart putting me to sleep, it was like the game itself putting me to sleep.
It's just a
It's like
dull game.
I had the PS3 version and I sold it because I couldn't get through it because
Yeah, I don't
it
blame you.
was literally putting me to sleep. But then again, I was probably taking bad times of the day to go play it because I was just coming home from work and I was tired anyway, so sitting on the couch, just it was too inviting.
I assure you that it wasn't like I wanted to like this game. Like it was them putting money behind a Castlevania game. It wasn't a Castlevania game I wanted, but maybe it would have surprised me. And then like I played it, and it's just it wasn't that interesting.
And then
And
I bought the PC version because they were selling it for like $10 at GameStop, like the digital code, via their website. It's like, sure, I'll do that, and then I did it again for Lords of Shadow 2, which was like $11 for some reason, but whatever.
But yeah, it's just the level design is giant, is linear and mostly built around showing you like the artistry of it, but like the art direction isn't interesting. Like, it's all technically very competent. It's a studio that clearly knows how to produce something that looks pretty, but it has no sense of spirit or like
it has no real vision either.
Yeah, it is something that you could pluck the character out of. You could even leave the character in and you wouldn't be able to say what game it was from.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, the combat isn't as good as God of War's, because like there's a progression system where you have to use experience to unlock new skills, but a lot of the skills aren't nearly as useful as Kratos' skill set, despite the fact that he plays like him.
Yeah, like, they clearly, like, they're like, well, Kratos uses weapons at the end of chains, so, like, a whip should behave kind of like that. Like, his skills aren't great, but there's also just the fact that, like, the game's feedback for hitting things just isn't very good.
Yeah. And it's overall just hard to see anything, because they went with fixed camera angles, much like God of War. Only all the camera angles are almost always bad.
All the camera angles are designed to show you the background rather than to be easy to navigate, and it shows.
And, like, you'll get into situations where the control scheme for your character's movement will suddenly change because the camera angle changed.
Yeah. Oh, heavens.
It's like, not like Resident Evil, where you keep holding one direction, you'll move in that direction.
This game, I remember there was also... This game has essentially two super modes, but they both act exactly the same.
Mm.
That was weird.
Are you talking about, like, light magic and shadow magic?
Yeah, the light and shadow magic,
well,
basically.
The light is supposed to give you, refill your health, and the shadow magic just makes you stronger.
I mean, it makes very little odds, as I recall.
And you have to absorb them with the two L and R buttons below the analog sticks.
It's a very strange, overcomplicated system that really should have just been turned into one bar.
Mm-hmm. Also, you have to like build up a focus gauge in order to make more of the things that you can use to recharge your magic show up. And you can, if you get hit, it goes back to zero. And it's really easy to get hit, because it's hard to see what you're doing in this game half the time.
Yeah, I think you can also build up your focus gauge by timing your guards perfectly or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great system. Like, it's a system that, like, if you need the help of the healing magic, you're going to need to be better at the combat. And that's basically it's a system that, how often is that going to be useful? Like, the person struggling is just going to keep losing their focus and not get any healing.
Yeah, this is why you play on easy.
Yeah, the combat is not satisfying enough to make harder difficulties worthwhile. There's one mini-boss I remember where it's just like a dude with a pot on his head.
Yeah.
And your attacks that normally hit things in the air can't hurt him. You have to jump up and hit him in mid-air, or else for some reason your attacks won't register. It's kind of a microcosm of everything that's bad about the game's action design.
But, you have to fight the Lords of Shadows. That's the basic plot of the game. And then, as you fight them, he becomes more and more evil, I guess.
Gibbons Belmont accidentally, like, his wife got killed, and he's very sad about that.
Yeah, here's where more of the God of War comes in. He basically killed his wife, and he doesn't find out until later. Because Patrick Stewart's character, Death, killed him. Or basically manipulated him.
Oh, yeah, spoilers. It. Patrick Stewart is Death. But the other thing about that is that it's super weird to play this game. Because every time, every so often you'll come into contact with, like, an NPC. And Gabe will be very, like, he'll be his broody self. And then somehow he'll just end up murdering them, regardless of who they are.
Yeah.
And it's like, am I supposed to sympathize with this man? Because he just keeps killing people, and oftentimes for very poorly defined reasons.
Yeah, I slept walk I and slept murdered, apparently.
Repeatedly, just over and over.
But
Oh.
hey, he doesn't actually become Dracula in the game, that until you play the DLC, which is another problem with the game, is that the DLC should have been with the game. They released the game early, so they had to sell you DLC to finish it.
If you were to hand me this game and say how to improve it, but not to change any of its mechanics, the first thing I would do is cut out the first two chapters.
Yeah.
And the second thing I would do is add the DLC at the end and make that just the game. Oh, yeah, there's these weird Shadow of the Colossus bosses that are really, really
Yeah, so like, let's rip off that.
bad. Everyone loved that. We can. Oh, this is bad. This is bad. We didn't do these right. There's platforming in the game. It's very, very Uncharted. I'm trying to remember if this is the game I played at the time that had to highlight where the next jump was with sparkles because it was too hard to tell where it is if you turn them off.
And they made it really sparkly.
Yeah.
There's like a couple of decent features the game does have is the fact that it does have a level structure. So unlike God of War 3, where if you wanted to replay the level to get a thing you didn't pick up, you can do that instead of just having to do the entire game over again.
Yeah. It's not awful. Like, all of these are just things that are like, this grates against me, and I'm not a fan of it.
Nope. But that's Lords of Shadow. Oh yeah. Also, at the end, Death apparently dies, but he says he's Death. He's just gonna come back because he's killed by Satan. You fight Satan,
Yeah, that's a weird thing. You fight actual literal Satan.
and he looks like a weird fusion between Ozzy Osbourne, Marilyn Manson, and Gackt.
Can't believe they were right. They were right all along. Rock and roll will kill us all.
But after you beat Death and you do the DLC and you have to stop this demon from like ancient times called the Forgotten One. And then apparently you have to drink Carmela's blood to become a vampire because otherwise you can't survive in the dimension he's stuck in.
And now Dracula. That's where your Dracula comes
Yeah.
from.
Oh, and it gets better. Just the next game, they just went full tilt on the crazy with the story.
Oh, two stories completely freaking nuts. I think
So,
we need
Lords
a
of
fifth
Shadow,
chapter.
Mirror of Fate,
Yeah.
which is let's do Lords of Shadow, but let's make it a 2D Metroidvania, but still have it God of War gameplay, which does not
That.
work.
Yeah, it doesn't work at all. Oh my God. Like, a Metroidvania style game where every time you see an enemy, you have to sit there for 3 minutes killing it is. Oh, it's
Also,
bad.
they force you to use the analog stick for movement, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
They did that
Yeah.
with Metroid: Return of Samus, but at least then that kind of made sense because then you have that free aim.
Yeah, like that actually kind of works. Nintendo basically hit them with a rolled up newspaper to make sure that they were actually doing something right. But which version of this did you play?
I originally played the 3DS version. And then I had to
Sorry.
review the HD version for the 360 when that came out.
I remember playing the 3DS version, and that version legitimately runs at like 15 frames a second on
Yeah,
average.
it's not fun at all.
It's bad times.
Not only
The
that, but the
maps.
character design's all kinds of messed up because like Alucard looks purpley when he's supposed to be grayish white albino.
Oh yeah, there's three dudes. There's three dudes in this game. There's Simon, Trevor, and Alucard.
Who's actually Trevor? Because when you play as Trevor, you get to Dracula and he beats your ass and nearly kills you. So in order to save your life, because he finds out he's your son, he makes him a vampire. So he's not a half vampire anymore. He's just a vampire.
Yeah, it's real dumb. Like the
And
way he finds
Simon
out about
is Trevor's son.
it's real dumb. The way he figures that out is real dumb. The fact that the game presents these in the wrong order, seemingly to try to treat it as a twist, but it doesn't matter because it's stupid. So it's
And
just like, oh,
I'm
quit.
left wondering whether or not the Mirror of Fate is actually like an instrument of God or something.
It's
And God
not
just likes
clear.
fucking with Gabriel.
It's not clear. It's bad. Oh, this game. One of my favorite, like, what on earth in this game is, like, Simon is the original protagonist in this, and he actually, you know, he does the traditional Belmont thing. He goes and he fights Dracula. But, like, he also gets, like, magic that's, like, his mom just sort of sitting on him. I don't understand what's going on in this video game.
Yeah. It's, like, it's supposed to protect you from, like, bad water or something.
I don't... What?
There are points of no return thanks to the three perspectives of the characters. And that means you can't go back and collect stuff.
And you have to keep...
While there is a good majority of the items that you can get as a la carte, there's still a lot of them that aren't possible in his run.
You just have to keep re-exploring the same map. It sucks.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like, we're going through the game three times. And you're fighting sometimes the same bosses? Mostly different ones?
Yeah, but none of the bosses are good, so it doesn't matter.
It's boring, doesn't have... And its soundtrack sucks, much like Lich of Shadow.
It's just a really dreary game. There's things you can find to recommend about 1, there's things you can find to recommend about 2, but there's really nothing to recommend about Mirror of Fate.
Yeah, Mirror of Fate is the worst entry in the Lord of Shadow series.
It's in contention for the worst Castlevania.
Like, if you're really, really crazy about the Metroidvania, I suppose this could get you a fix, but there are better ones out there.
So much better ones. Honestly, you'd be best off just replaying one of the old ones.
Or if you have to play this game, just watch a YouTube video let's play of it and don't actually buy it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's super cheap every time it's on Steam, but it's not worth it.
But that leads us to Lords of Shadow 2, which is a game that's better than it deserves to be, but it's still...
Yeah, this isn't an amazing game, but it's crazy enough to actually have a personality.
But the one thing I don't like about it is the stealth sections are forced.
What the hell are those doing in there?
It's like, let's ape more game genres. Let's ape the stealth sections from both Metal Gear Solid and Arkham Asylum, which this game plays more like, because you can do things like vault over an enemy and then attack them. And there's usually
it's much
better for, like, jumping over enemies with shields instead of beating them with your Cyber Squalls.
But before we get into that, we really need to discuss the story, because this game is insane.
But
this game starts with a giant robot attacking Dracula's castle in, like, 1500.
Yeah. A steampunkish robot.
That Dracula destroys by calling forth his ability to just vomit forth endless torrents of blood for some reason.
Yeah, we'll corrupt this crystal and then it will blow up. Instead of holy hand grenades, we have holy nukes.
This game is so weird. I don't understand how this game happened.
That's another Monty Python reference. I was like, yeah, let's give him a nuke instead and a fault grenade. It doesn't work, but it destroys everything, nearly everything around Dracula, including the person who launched it.
So yeah.
You'd think a holy hand grenade would have, like, protected the person who's using it, but no.
He was a sinner. what was I going to say? Like, credit where it's due. This game does improve the actual combat and also change the camera to not always be fixed.
Also, the only reason it doesn't kill Dracula is because apparently God wants Gabriel to be a vampire, because, like, that's the only way he'll beat Satan, apparently.
I guess Castlevania God works in a very mysterious way.
He also, for reasons unknown, but I'm going to assume it's also chalk it up to God, because there's a, like a nexus that he goes to, which is this castle in the past before, you know, it got built into a city. Because yeah, they built the city on top of the ruins of his destroyed castle.
And it's called Castlevania City.
But he goes into this dimension and he finds like a younger version of his son before he got turned into a vampire and his wife. And there's some wolf that falls that makes him like go through between the Nexus and the real world.
This game eschews the level-based structure and is more open, as I recall. I haven't played this since release.
Yeah,
this is
where the Arkham Asylum similarities also come in.
Yeah, they definitely had played that fairly quickly into developing this one.
Also, like, apparently Dracula's only weakness is running into Golgoth guards and having them fire their grenade launchers at you, because you die almost instantly when that happens.
Now, he has a second weakness, and that's part of the story as well, because that bit is very, very strange and dumb.
His second weakness is apparently Camilla's blood.
I just appreciate that, like, for some reason they were like, let's throw in some Symphony of the Night fan service right there at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is Dracula's whole deal in this is that he wakes up after having been killed like 500 years before, and it's like, man, why am I not just actually dead? Someone kill me. And Death's like, you do this enough.
I thought it was because I thought it happened after, like, so many centuries had passed after the events of Mirror of Fate, and then Alucard comes to him with a proposition, and then he undergoes like a fake death because the Kissogram apparently can put people to vampires to sleep instead of like just cutting really fast.
That cutscene is one of the strangest things I've ever seen in my life. I still remember seeing it and being like, you just pulled out like this bit of like, oh, Symphony fans, you'll love this because you use this sword a lot. And it's like, it wasn't a special sword, it was just like powerful. Like, you just sort of brought it back.
So they put him into a vampire coma. He wakes up, he's completely drained because he hasn't eaten that much time, and so he's completely emaciated. And then Death's like, hey, well, I want you to kill Satan for me, even though you, because I guess you failed last time.
But this time will be different.
And he's just using him because he wants to be the real Lords of Shadow.
The real Lords of Shadow was the enemies we made along the way.
But, you get, like, the two magic systems from the first game show up again, but instead they're, like, much cooler and they make a little bit more sense. The Void Sword and the Chaos Claws.
The Void Sword. Yeah, like, they actually give you different attack abilities. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. And the skills are also much more useful in this game, because you could do a bunch of other things now.
Yeah, like, in every meaningful way, this is actually a really big improvement outside of those stealth sections.
Yeah. But, I kind of wish that the stealth sections, like, had a map that showed you where all the stuff was, instead of having to use an item to show you where the next item close nearby is.
Yeah, that's not great.
Because then you have to go look for more of those, and then sometimes it's hard, or you'll have to use experience points to buy them. And there's only one place in the game where you can buy stuff, which is just stupid.
Yeah, that was a poor choice. But, I mean, like, overall, I don't hate this. Like, if I were going to replay any of them, it would be two in a heartbeat. It's also nowhere near as long as the first one.
I don't know. I had a higher clock time. Then again, I went for a, like, not 100%, but, like, all the health pickups and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you just do the critical path in both of them, this game is way shorter, as I recall.
But, there's also some weird system at place called the Mastery System that, like, I guess once you 100% it, it does more damage. But, like, if you do that enough times, your mastery level overall will increase, and that will just unlock the rest of them as mastered.
As you do.
But,
oh, yeah. I wanted to bring up one other completely insane aspect of this game's story, which is that they brought back the Victor Belmont from the canceled Dreamcast game, and they made him do, like, every Belmont realistically has one job. They kill Dracula. And Victor Belmont does the exact
Well,
opposite of his
technically they're
job. He
vampire
saves them.
killers, so maybe he's killed other vampires.
I don't trust this man to have killed other vampires, but I just want to bring up that he does the exact opposite of his job. He saves Dracula's life.
I don't know. Maybe he, in a way, kind of did kill Dracula because he's Gabriel at the end, but he's a vampire.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Like, Dracula at the end just sort of decides, maybe I don't want to be dead.
And maybe I'll stop killing people because I'm
Yeah.
over my anger.
For reasons, this doesn't feel earned. Don't worry, it's after a completely
my
insane boss
and
fight.
my son is alive, so there's that.
I just. Every time I think about this game, I always think about the
Oh
fact that,
yeah, when
like.
you fight Satan, you don't fight Satan. You fight Alucard, who's been possessed by Satan.
I just remember
Oh yeah,
the
and you
final
fly
boss.
on the Leviathan, the biblical Leviathan, only they made him, like, instead of a sea monster, they made him a demon hell
Giant
beast.
airworm?
Airworm whale thing.
All I could think of was like
And that's the
the.
Titan of Colossus, or Shadow of the Colossus reference for this game.
Like, the only thing I could think of when I first played this game was the Colonel going insane at the end of MGS2, shouting about, "I hear it's amazing when the famous purple stuffed worm in Flapjaw space with the tuning fork does a raw blink on Harakiri Rock." And all I could think is, this game does have a giant Flapjaw worm in space, so,
Also,
you
when
know.
Alucard reveals that he's actually not Zobek's bodyguard, but wearing his armor because he killed him in the DLC. Yeah, I spent money on the DLC to play it. It wasn't worth it.
Oh my God, I didn't even realize
Yeah,
that
but death is it was like probably listening in on the whole thing, and then he's really super pissed, and then you have to fight him.
Well,
Like,
okay.
how could Alucard be a traitor if he was never on your side to begin with? And Dracula was just using you anyway. You're more
That's really
angry
the
than
only.
you need to be.
That's really the only problem this game has, is that there's way less Patrick Stewart in this one.
But I have to wonder what company he owned in order to and that sweet building he had.
I would have worked for Death Inc. At least they'd be honest about things.
Like, was like. Like a pharmaceutical company, or was it like, do they like make different kinds of poisons? Or is it like
Don't think
a
about that.
really, really successful, like a mortician's like corporation?
Could alive us in
It, it's the
Dachau.
headquarters, so they, of course, it's big. And they just control a bunch of different like subsidiaries over the world or something, and they min monitor it all from there. But whatever.
I'm still like, all these years later, I'm still kind of processing that this game happened.
Yeah, the plot just goes off the rails. A lot of stuff doesn't make sense. And
At least
it's still
it's.
kind of boring, but at least it's more amusing this time.
Yeah, like at least it's insane enough to draw the atten to draw your attention sometimes, whereas the first one it's just like, I don't remember anything that happened in it.
Also, there's a drug that turns people into demons.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Because you have to fight the army of Satan, of course. They're the one that built the city on top of Dracula's castle.
Nothing but rock, drugs and rock and roll.
And he apparently did it just to make Dracula sad because he failed to save whatever. I don't know, because Dracula doesn't care about humanity at this point, so what would he be getting him back at for?
Yeah, everything about Gabriel slash Dracula's motivations in Lords of Shadow is an absolute mystery to me. And everyone in the games sort of acts if, as if they understand why he does things, and because of that, know the reason anyone does things.
I thought maybe the reason that he wanted to get back at him is because like it's like My this world's mine to destroy, but I'm going to take it from you because I hate what you did to me back then.
Everything about this game, because everyone's reactions revolve around what Gabriel's doing, and his actions don't make any sense, but all of them seem to have a perfect, to have at least some understanding of why he does things, no one's actions make sense.
I think the backstory between the prequels and with Anakin makes more sense than this.
Like, you can at least kind of tell where his brain is going, even if they, even if you're like, wow, that's dumb. Yeah. Like, it's a weird game. It's a weird sub-franchise. And I want to say that, like, Game Over Game Lords of Shadow 2 sold worse. It didn't sell badly, but it sold worse.
Mm.
And I think that's what allowed Konami to pull the plug. Certainly the reviews were a lot less favorable.
Yeah.
Like, Lords of Shadow 1 reviewed pretty well, but by 2, the bloom had kind of gone off the rose, and it just sort of reviewed real bad in a lot of places.
But, the game on PC is weird, because, like, it might just be my video card being AMD rather than a NVIDIA card, because... And the game just not gelling with it, because there are some games that just do that, but they never got around to fixing it, because I'm betting after the DLC hit, they just left.
Yeah, no,
it's a very specific, like, particle effects from certain, like, attacks, but mainly from the Cerberus Claws. Whenever you're using the Cerberus Claws, my game would, just slow down a bit.
Huh.
Weird.
Comparing the Metacritic scores of Lords of Shadows 1 and 2, 85 versus
58. But,
poetic in its way.
That's all we have to talk about for Lords of Shadow, really.
Yeah,
for
being the heralded rebirth of Castlevania and selling so well at first, they left no lasting mark on anything.
I will say, though, that the Mega 64 ad for this game is amazing, and people should watch it.
Oh, man, I don't think I ever saw that. I'll have to go look that up.
Yeah. Just type in Lords of Shadow 2 Mega 64.
Yeah.
But, it pretty much just tells you the entire plot of the game, because the game doesn't do a very good job of telling you what the plot is.
The game is busy being very, very strange.
But it like, does it in the absolutely ridiculous Mega 64 way that you've come to expect. If you know what Mega 64 is, that is.
Yeah, it's weird to think that there are people that wouldn't know that, because they were, you know, they've been an internet thing for a very long time, but I guess...
But, that puts a cap on the Lords of Shadow. Come back next week when we're talking about the Others category, which includes... one very, very bad game that should be burned. And one somewhat interesting multiplayer game. And let's see. The two.
You won't be able to stop me from talking about one spinoff.
The two Kid Dracula games, and I'm going to try to play the Lucario Chronicles just to talk about them.
Yeah, I've played them a bit. They're something. I mean,
and then we could talk about, if we have time after that, we could talk about cameos. But then again, like, I might save that for another issue, the final episode.
Where will I be able to discuss Simon Belmont III from YY World?
Wait, the third?
Yes, YY World is Simon Belmont III, who is somehow not Juiced Belmont.
Yeah. YY World is a crazy, crazy game.
It's beautiful.
But
finally, you could team up with King Kong.
There was also that one game that was a fighting Smash clone that had Simon in it. It was made by Hudson, because at that point, Konami had owned Hudson.
Yeah, Dream Mix TV World Fighters. That game's a shame.
The import only, but oh well.
Meh.
But until next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.